USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The Supreme Court late Wednesday stopped New York from enforcing certain limits on attendance at churches and synagogues in the New York area. The justices split 5-4. Randy Mastro, an attorney for the diocese, said, "We are extremely grateful that the Supreme Court has acted so swiftly and decisively to protect one of our most fundamental constitutional rights, the free exercise of religion." President Trump on Wednesday pardoned former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, who had pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI. Despite having pled guilty more than 2 years ago, Flynn was never formally convicted of that crime. The Department of Justice recommended the case be dropped. The judge in the case, Emmett G. Sullivan, stalled the matter, so the president stepped in. According to Taste of Lizzie Tea, a traditional Thanksgiving dinner consists of roast turkey, turkey stuffing, mashed potatoes, gravy, green beans, corn, dinner rolls, cranberry sauce, pumpkin pie, and yes, I'm now hungry. USA Radio News.
President Trump has exposed the big media. Phony polls, voter fraud, fake news, and everyone is turning away from Fox News. If you're tired of Fox, you can now watch Newsmax TV. President Trump is tweeting about Newsmax all the time. Millions are tuning in, and Newsmax is breaking records. Watch Newsmax TV every night for Greg Kelly, Sean Spicer, Chris Salcedo, and more. Plus, get the latest from Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Alan Dershowitz, Diamond and Silk, and Mike Huckabee. President Trump says he watches Newsmax and likes it. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your cable guide. Also get Newsmax TV for free on Roku, Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Apple TV, and even smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Download the free Newsmax TV app on your iPhone or Android and watch us anytime, anywhere. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis is in quarantine after learning Wednesday he was exposed to someone who tested positive for coronavirus. The governor said he was tested Wednesday night with results coming back negative. Staying in Colorado, the mayor of Denver adds to COVID confusion. USA Radio News' Val Dior explains.
Denver Mayor Michael Hancock boarded a flight to Houston ahead of Thanksgiving despite his warnings that people should stay close to home and only spend the holiday with their own household. Hancock traveled to Houston Wednesday to visit his daughter in Mississippi. His wife is already there. About 30 minutes before the flight, Hancock tweeted to pass the potatoes, not COVID, and to avoid travel if you can. The mayor's spokesperson now says upon return, he will follow all necessary health and safety guidance and quarantine. The double standard among government officials leaves citizens scratching their heads. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo no longer plans to travel to see his elderly mother and two daughters for Thanksgiving after facing backlash for contradicting his own advice to stay away from loved ones. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The Republican Party has filed a petition to inspect mail-in ballots in Arizona. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
The head of the Arizona Republican Party has filed a petition for early inspection of mail-in ballot envelopes and signatures ahead of an anticipated legal challenge over the certified state results. The petition was filed by Arizona Republican Party Chairman Kelly Ward. When it comes to mail-in and absentee ballots across the country, Republican Senator Rand Paul believes we do need to take a step back and look at how things went this year.
You know, I think the first thing that we need to acknowledge is that this was an unprecedented election in the sense that normally 99% of people show up in person, and we can kind of police that the right people showed up because you don't have the same people showing up again and again. They sign in, they show an ID, and it's pretty easy to validate the vote. But now we have an election where maybe a third to a half mailed in their ballots. This has never, ever happened in our history, so we have to validate were they the right people. And the left keeps saying there's no evidence or there's insufficient evidence.
Paul speaking on The Story with Martha McCallum. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Just under 4 million people are registered to vote in Arizona. Two games in the NFL for your Thanksgiving festivities. Texans at Lions, 12:30 p.m. Eastern on CBS. Washington at the Cowboys, 4:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. Ravens at Steelers has been postponed to Sunday because of COVID-19 cases inside the Ravens camp. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryde.